Political candidates are groomed and rehearsed. Everything they do on the campaign trail is according to a precise script created by a host of advisors, spin doctors, strategists, and even stylists. Yet, despite all of this protection, they still screw up. They call an Indian American macaca on camera, or are pictured wearing a soldier's helmet, riding in a tank looking like a child playing dress-up. With these foibles, imagine what the ground troops have to go through. The people going door-to-door, manning the phones, handing out flyers. They meet people they agree with, more people they disagree with, and frankly, some people that scare the bejesus out of them. In 2006, Stanford seniors Gabe Winant and Kalani Lifer met one such person when they were canvassing for Jim Webb's senatorial campaign in Virginia. They were given a list of potential voters to visit, but they decided to take their chances without it. That was a mistake.
So we're going around, and we have this, I don't know if any of you have canvassed before, but you have a list of homes, and there's voters and how they voted in the past.
And what they are, because it was pretty close to the election, is they're likely voters, because the campaign really just wants you to, they're done persuading, and they just want you to make sure that their likely voters are now going to vote. So Kalani says to me, you know, this is undemocratic. What we should really be doing is trying to convince everybody to participate in the democratic process. And I said, well, you know, there's a reason that they give us the list that they give us. But, you know, he insisted, so.
So we're knocking on doors. We've probably knocked on 100 doors. But so anyways, we come to this door who's not on our list.
This is the very first door not on the list, after our cave.
And it's also the last door not on our list that we do. And so what happens is we knock on the door, and we wait a little while, and then this woman comes out.
And she's kind of Liza Minnelli in Arrested Development. You know, she's maybe mid-60s, very pale, wearing like a long velvet robe.
Yeah, it was sort of a bathrobe or a night robe. It was purple, I think, and velvet. And she comes out, and it's immediately clear that something is off.
She's in a daze or on something.
She's completely drugged out.
And Kalani reaches forward to shake her hand.
And that was the biggest mistake I ever made. So I reach out to shake her hand, and for the remainder of the story, my hand is in her death grip.
So we say, you know, the usual spiel. Hi, you know, we're volunteers for Jim Webb for U.S. Senate. We're wondering if you're planning to vote this coming Tuesday, etc. And she looks at us, and she sort of looks around, looks up, and looks down, and looks forward, and says in this kind of spacey, not quite there voice, yeah, we're just not Jim Webb's guy. And you can tell what she's trying to say is, Jim Webb's not our guy, right? But she's got the singulars and plurals all messed up, and they don't agree.
And so that's when we know, like, things are... And it's hard to translate over audio or however how intensely scared we were. Especially me, because I have my hand in her kind of cold, sweaty grip. Very, very early in the conversation, she made it absolutely clear to us that she was not, in fact, Jim Webb's guy.
Jim Webb.
Neither was her husband, and yeah. Together they weren't his guy. But it kind of was like it just fell apart from
there. We persisted in trying to convince her. So we said, you know, we think, you know, we really believe in this candidate. He, you know, he's really good on the war, et cetera, et cetera. We go through all the talking points, and everything we said, she would just say,
we're not Jim Webb's guy.
We're just not Jim Webb's guy.
And then it becomes clear, to anyone sane, it would have become clear that we wanted out of the situation. But she actually wanted us to stick around, and she started saying things like,
who wants cookies?
Who wants hugs? And it wasn't clear to us if she meant Hershey's hugs and Hershey's kisses.
It was clear to me. I thought I was pretty sure that she meant physical hugs. Because she was obviously first inviting us into the apartment for cookies, which we respectfully declined.
I'm not scared that easily, but I was terrified. And so we're trying to back away a little bit, but my hand is still in her death grip. And we're trying to, like, sort of back down the stairs. And then she's sane enough to know that if she wants to stick around, she has to perpetuate the conversation about Jim Webb. So she kind of lets on that maybe...
So you rip your hand out of her, you rip it away.
Yeah. But then she wants to keep talking. And she kind of lets on that maybe she would be open to voting for him.
To being his guy.
And so we're naive enough to sort of jump right back into it.
And this is after, by the way, the apartment was kind of an outdoor. The entrance to it was outdoors, but on the third story. And so after Kalani rips away his hand, and we say thank you, goodbye, and start to go down the stairs to get away. And she follows us out and sort of, as Kalani said, intimates that she might, in fact, be willing to consider discussing being Jim Webb's guy. So we go through the discussion again, and she just sort of looks at us again and says, yeah, we're just not Jim Webb's guy.
Who wants hugs? And at that point, we turn and run.
Literally sprinted away.